This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
6 minutes past 3 o'clock. I've been telling you that I had a special guest today, and I do. His name is Brian Lee. Brian lives in Hillsboro, although not necessarily from Hillsboro. As a matter of fact, from about as far away from Hillsboro as you can get. But we're going to talk to him about a lot of things going on Main Street in Hillsboro that he's been involved in. Because Brian's not only a carpenter, but he comes here by way of missionary work and Greenville College and musicianship and Nashville. And, hey, how you doing there, Brian?
What are we going to talk about?
Boy, we can start at the beginning. My gosh. You told me something very interesting when I said, where are you from? And he said, well, how does Czech Republic sound? So tell me about that.
When I was 11, we moved to Denmark for a year, and then quickly, it was a mission with a missionary team, and quickly moved to the Czech Republic in 1990 when the Berlin Wall was going down. Moved to Prague for a year, and then we moved to a smaller town in Czech for 6 years. So it was a really exciting place to grow up and explore, and, you know, in the woods there's bunkers from the war, and, you know, find Nazi flags in the attic and weird stuff like that. So it was pretty fun as a kid. It was Goonies.
Eastern Europe's a lot different than mid-Illinois, isn't it?
In some ways, yeah.
The interesting thing, of course, when you say that you grew up as part of a missionary family and moving around like that, but you were American. Were you born in this country?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
West Coast, yeah.
Oh, on the West Coast, all right. So here you are growing up away from your country of your birth. Were you still connected? Did you still know what, like, American culture? Would
yeah.
Did you still stay
yeah.
up with that?
Still sitting up at night drawing pictures of Nike Air Maxes. And,
okay.
You know.
Were you a sports fan at all? Did you? Were
no.
you into European soccer or anything like that?
Not sports. I was more music.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at one particular point, what particular point did you get to come back to the U.S. then? As an adult, when you came back?
Yeah, for college. So, I mean, we made trips back just to, you know, do whatever we needed to do. But at college, that's when my parents stayed there and I came back and went to Greenville College because they had a music program that seemed good. And that's where I met my wife and, you know, that's where I sort of started getting roots here.
So you wound up in Hillsboro eventually because your wife was from Coffeen?
Coffeen, yeah.
Okay. So when you come to Hillsboro, you have all this music in your back pocket from your experience in Nashville. Let's talk about that for a minute. You went to Nashville. You played in different bands there. But then you learned to be a carpenter while you were
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Well, you know, making money as a musician is a, for most humans, besides the few, it's a temporary time of making money. So, you know, a lot of people in Nashville are super talented, but they also know how to do other stuff. So I ended up working for a musician that I met at Eddie's Attic in Atlanta playing a show, and he saw me working at Home Depot where I worked there at the time, and he just said, hey, man, why don't you come work for me? And that's what he talked like.
Okay.
And he's like, what are you doing this and working at Home Depot? So his name is Brian Beckett, sweetheart, and big 6'4 Lynyrd Skynyrd cutoff shirts, but guitar pedals, and, you know, knew how to make fun of people for liking cool music, and he was a good guy.
So, but you were still making music in Nashville.
Yes.
You were touring with
yep.
a band, playing hard rock, and then other stuff too?
Yeah, a couple different. Yeah, that's too long of a story to cover
okay.
all that information.
All right. So then, once you leave Nashville with your carpenter skills,
yep.
your wife's from Coffeen, you went to Greenville College, how did you wind up getting back in this area then?
Well, let me think. I did a couple carpentry jobs with my wife's brother who lives here, and he's a carpenter also. And then we were just kind of traveling back and forth. We had our second kid, and it was starting to be where we were traveling all the time just to visit. And then this big building on the corner right next to the Presbyterian Church came up for sale. And my father-in-law was like, hey, do you want to buy this with me? And we looked at it. It looked like a crazy big project, and I actually said no. And then he said, well, I was like, this is too overwhelming. And then he said, well, I think I'm going to do it without you then. And I said, okay, I'll do it. I was like, I'm not going to come back and you be doing this without me. So that's sort of how we got there.
This is a building in Hillsboro next to the Presbyterian Church.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that right when you make the curve there on Route 16?
Yeah.
And what is in there now after all this time?
There is a tea shop called Sage on Sage.
Okay.
It's a really good place.
Run by a guy from Ramsey, I believe, right?
Yes.
And,
England
is the last name?
Tim England. I think we're actually related to him.
Yeah.
I can't remember why. So that's in there, and then there's like an air conditioning place and a quilt shop, and then we actually ended up buying the building, two buildings down, which was everyone knew as the Mormino fruit store.
Mm-hmm.
So that now is a Tabitha Bach photography studio. So
now that for people to see what it was like to go into that building, and the reason maybe why you first said no, I think that's a bit overwhelming. There is a blog that you run online. What is the name of the blog?
If you look for it on Facebook, it's called Small Town Cool. Just write that in, or online. The actual website is My Small Town Cool, because I couldn't get the other one.
Okay. Small Town Cool, and I don't know if I found it by accident or whatever, but when I first saw those pictures of that building, I understood immediately why you said this is a little overwhelming. Because if any building would fit under the term of neglect, that probably would fit. Because, well, I mean, just so many things.
Imminent collapse is the
technical
word.
Yeah, imminent collapse, okay. Yeah, that probably is correct. Imminent collapse. I couldn't think of anything better than that. So the time frame, how did you start, and how long did it take to get that building done?
Well, if you're counting it being done now, or the photography studio's done, and I'm just finishing up with another portion of the building, but, you know, I already have another building started before that one's done.
Sure, of course.
It's been about 6 years since we bought the first building. So
how many projects are you involved in on Main Street in Hillsboro right now?
Oh, gosh. Well, I just built the new front door entrance for the Red Rooster Hotel, which is being completely gutted, renovated, and brewery put in. And then, which I have to say also, one of my good friends, the Opera House Brewery. I'm not in that project, but I'm in there all the time snooping around and talking to them. So Tony Marcolini's doing that.
It's sure.
A great place, too. The Gold Pan is a record store and recording studio just opened with Devin Maroney and Matt Sands. Devin owns the building, and Matt's the record store partner. So what else? I'm building, reworking the theater front entrance. I've done some of it and doing more, and then I'm renovating an Airstream. And what else? I'll probably think of more.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with being busy, I guess. Our guest is Brian Lee, and we're talking about some of the revitalization, essentially, of Main Street in Hillsboro. And there is a lot going on, even beyond what you're doing.
I thought of one more, too.
Oh, what's the other?
The Refinery is the vintage store there, and we were selling out of there first, so we became good friends with them. We actually sort of helped. I think I caught her on the day she was thinking about not doing it.
Oh.
She called me for some help, consultation, to see if this was a good idea, and I actually was able to get some friends in and do a volunteer day, and I think that got her over the hump, and now she's doing really well. It's a great store.
That's terrific. Well, the last time Brian Sullivan was out, Mayor Sullivan was out visiting, one of the things that he was, I think, most proud of, not that he was taking credit for it, but it just was so good to see what was going on downtown, that he said, you know, at one time there were quite a number of empty storefronts, and there's just not hardly any right now.
Yeah.
So, and you've been involved in some of those, and other people as well. Our guest, Brian Lee, we're talking about the revitalization of downtown Hillsboro and some of the really cool and what you would call most definitely eclectic things that are going on. So we'll talk more with Brian as the afternoon goes on. We'll be back with him in just a few minutes. Brian Lee's in here. We're talking about music and carpentry. One of the things, that's a great combination. One of the things that is open and you're looking, pointing towards the grand opening on May the 25th is the Gold Pan Records and a recording studio.
Yeah.
Now, tell me a little bit about that building, that project, and how that all came about.
Devin and Emily Maroney are natives, and they lived in Denver for a couple of years, and they decided to move back, so they bought a building. I think they looked at it one time and saw someone else looking at it and just made an offer because they were afraid
right
it was
going
to get bought. That was what it was. And then they left, and I think they might have given me the key and come back a year later. And then they got there, and then it was like, oh, what are we going to do? So they bought the building to have their house in it. So renovated the building upstairs, a really cool modern loft thing. And then he's a musician, and he wanted to have a music studio, so the downstairs started getting designed with that in mind. And while he was kind of talking about, let me think how it came to happen, he was talking about this co-op building in Denver that he really thought was cool. It was one big building with a couple different businesses in it, and we just kept jogging our heads and thinking, how would this work to be a co-op with something? And then as we were building the studio, we set the first wall back about 25 feet and put a big glass wall in between that and the storefront. So you could be in the studio recording and see all the way on to Main Street and vice versa.
Wow.
And then once we had done that, we just looked in the room that was sitting there, and it was, I don't know what happened or who thought of it, but we just thought, this would be an amazing record store. And I think I called Matt Sands, who's a friend I met. I used to sell records out of Adam Brothers Coffee in Greenville, and he was the biggest spender, so he knew the most. Anyways, long story short, we met at Gianni's, and we're like, should we do this? And we said, yeah, let's do it. And, yeah.
That's amazing.
It's going now after some work.
Records, primarily just use vinyl. Is that what you got?
It's about CDs 90% too? Used vinyl, and we have a little bit of new stuff just because, you know, new bands doesn't have.
Don't have any used stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
We have a little bit of CDs, and once in a while we'll have some 45s, but that's about it.
That's okay.
There's about 3,000 or 4,000 records in there, and we move it around pretty often.
Are you at all surprised by how many people around here maybe still have turntables that work, or is that?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of collectors. We've met a lot of people that I didn't know before this, and some of them are very serious.
You'll notice in here there are no turntables.
Yeah.
We used to. When I started here, and you know, I guess maybe the last 12, 13 years, the turntables have been
gone. A lot more hands-on.
Yeah. Now there's not even a CD player. Everything is touchscreen. So, you know, there's something to be said for the ease of that.
Yeah.
There's also something to be said for the warmth and the softness of vinyl, too. So
it's the process, yeah.
It's kind
process
of interesting.
It makes listening to music a process and not just just a button.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You become involved and connected to what you're listening to.
Yeah.
That's good. Or some people, unfortunately, would say, that's too much trouble.
Yeah.
But it's really not.
They're
it's
in
really
too much
not.
Of a hurry.
That's true. So the recording studio, now what's its purpose going to be? Local bands be able to record there?
Yeah, I think that Devin Maroney is the one who's doing that. He's the one who started it. I think he just wants to do anybody that's interested. He doesn't want it to be like some place that you can't get in. You know, he can do things for prices that people will pay, and it's not going to be like a big city. It's thousands and thousands of dollars, and he wants to record people, so.
Okay, well, that's fair. Now, in addition to the work you're doing on the buildings that you're involved with, you've also got other projects for other people, like you mentioned the door for the Red Rooster.
Yeah.
What all, how has your circle of influence expanded since you started working all these years ago? People come to you now and say, hey, have you got time to do this for me?
Well, the best thing is when someone comes to me and says, here, do whatever you want. And that's been happening more lately, so.
Oh, that's good.
I had a Melanie Tisco brought me an Airstream trailer that she bought. It's a 74, which is her birth year, and she said, I don't want to see it till it's done.
Okay.
So I was like, sure, sounds good.
So are you retrofitting it to 74, like only new?
Or are I don't want to say, because then she'll know.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So basically you walked in and said, my imagination takes me here.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm considerate of what people need. But
that's interesting. It's nice to have an open checkbook or a relatively high limit when somebody says something. I don't know how often those come around, but, it's nice to have that.
To have creativity is what makes it fun.
Sure. The idea behind doing these things in Hillsboro, in a town that, like so many towns, had the challenges of losing businesses on Main Street, the big box stores taking over, the Internet, Amazon of the world eating up everything. What brought about the courage to step in and do something with something that was kind of getting skeleton-like,
Yeah. What brought about the courage? Maybe ignorance.
Ignorance opens doors.
I've never really been scared of doing something big. I don't know. It's one of the big things that's helped, honestly, is the city of Hillsboro has been really helpful. They've even done grants. We have a program for to pay up to half of a limited amount of money for renovating storefronts, just the front, like what you can see. And then there's also a tax increment financing grant, which only applies to pretty much imminent collapse buildings. And I've done one of those because one of those was imminent collapse, and I actually have started another building. So these are projects that would just be a terrible idea without someone else helping with the money, because there's just not enough money once you get done. So, Brian Sullivan's been a huge thing, and really anyone in the city, like everyone knows me, and everyone knows everyone, but everyone's just been so positive, and anything you do, that's the cool thing. It's like really rewarding because you plant flowers or something, and everyone in town's like, I saw you plant flowers, that's great. It's really positive atmosphere.
I think Hillsboro has always had a great magnetic attraction from the courthouse. And then when the old school unit education building came down and that plaza was built, and then the Lincoln statue, and then the redo of the theater, and then the bank which took up half of the left side, of half of the west side of the Main Street, that project was huge, but it filled in and made such a beautiful edifice down there.
Yeah.
So here you have this beautiful modern edifice. You have this wonderful plaza across from the courthouse. You have the historic courthouse. And now you have all this facade work up and down. Yeah. This has been a project that's been going on, whether it was started out to be an ongoing project or not. It's been going on for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And now it's getting so close to maybe what, in essence, you might say the apex of it, to really the end of it, where it's going to finally be done. And it's exciting. I mean, that for somebody who used to live in Hillsboro, doesn't live there now, but drives through and sees the changes show up.
It's fun
every
to show
time
people.
You go.
We renovated a sort of a loft apartment that was a garage. Jess Bremer had his car collection down there. It was just a rough garage when we started, but it's really fun to people that are visiting from out of town be like, hey, you want to see inside our house? And I don't tell them anything. Just walk in. They walk in. The ceiling's 20 feet high, and there's concrete floors and brick walls, and it's just fun. People are like, this is in Hillsboro? What's happening? And then another one of my friends, Isaac Reynolds, who runs the Black Rabbit Coffee Roasters. They're about to open a cafe this year. There's no date yet, but it's going to be this year. He has a full-size skateboard ramp in his house. It's a 16-foot long, 8-foot wide skateboard ramp. So it's just kind of living here. You can sort of break the rules in a really fun way.
Well, that's true. if I said to you, what's next, you'd say, oh, geez, you talking about tomorrow, or are you talking about three years down the road? Yeah. Because you never know what's next, do you? You're in these projects. And
well, what's next is I have another building. It's actually the building straight across from the big bank. It's an imminent collapse sort of situation, too, and it is just terrible. It's the worst building on downtown. But what's next immediately is taking that whole storefront off, and you can, if you drive by, you can see it's sort of started, and 100% rebuilding it. I mean, there was a day a month ago when there was nothing but just a big hole in the front because I had to take everything. There was nothing to keep, really. And that's going to be another, you know, brick walls, wooden floors, tin ceilings, and kind of historic, modern historic facade. So that's one of the things, you know, the Red Rooster getting done, the Opera House Brewing Company, the coffee house opening. There's all kinds of crazy stuff happening. It's almost hard to believe.
Well, true. But it's going on, so it's not hard to believe.
Real. It's real. Already happening.
That's right. The Rooster, the new entrance that you did to match up to the old entrance, I guess, looks really amazing. Was that a challenge to make that work with a 1900 building there?
I mean, it's in the wheelhouse of what happens every day, sort of. But, yeah, I mean, we got to get, me and John and Kendra got together and sort of came up with a plan. I don't know. It's just a job. You just come up with the plan and you start it. And
soon there will be two microbreweries in Hillsboro.
Yeah.
That's, we've gone from none to two. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
The work that Tony's doing on the Opera House and the old Oddfellows building is beautiful.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yep.
And I stopped in there, I think it was late last week, and visited with him and his wife for just a few minutes, and how that's coming now with the staircase done for upstairs and fixing the windows, replacing some, refurbing some. It's going to be an absolutely beautiful situation. The Rooster, when it's done, from all reports that we get of it, it's going to be fabulous.
They're doing it right, too,
Yeah. So, and then with if the addition of what you're doing, you talk about the coffee shop, the coffee house for Black Rabbit, everything that is going on is designed to draw people to Hillsboro.
It's also designed to up the expectations of people. We all know each other, all these people that are doing these things, and we're trying to push each other. And I wanted to say about Tony, he's a really good example of what's so good about Hillsboro right now is, you know, me and him have the same business. So technically we're competitors, but we've decided not to be. And we've decided to be, you know, on the same team, like artists who would challenge each other. So we get together and show each other what we're doing and say, hey, do you like this? Do you not like this? And it's fun. I mean, it's a very positive atmosphere. So instead of people being mad when someone else does well, everyone celebrates. And
it's a matter of bringing out the best in each other, not the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's
good. And then
good.
We all kind of move up to a higher level of creativity and, you know, sometimes you do something, you're like, that wasn't good enough. And then you're like, dang it, I knew it wasn't good enough, and I still did it. Now I have to fix it.
Oh, it's been an amazing ride so far. We're talking to Brian Lee, talking about downtown Hillsboro, all the projects that he's been working on. As if just a drive downtown will clue you in and let you be informed of what's going on. But then it's time to stop and go in some of those buildings, the ones that are open, and peek in the ones that aren't quite done yet, because it is an amazing little visit to go over there now and just see what's happening. We'll be back and have more with Brian coming up in just a few moments. We are live with, well, of course we're live. What do you expect? We're here with Brian Lee talking about downtown Hillsboro, some of the things that he's been working on, other people have been working on, just giving a little bit of a nice shout out to the incredible amount of upgrading, working, renovating that's going on in downtown Hillsboro. And if you've not been there in a while, Go down there, park your car, and take a walk. Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't just drive through, because the way to see it is just to walk the sidewalks. Yep. Take you about 20 minutes, and you may take longer. You may may spend a little more time and look in, because there's a lot of stuff to look at. So you're working on an Airstream. Now, without talking about what you're doing, because we don't want her to know, okay, what are the challenges based on from a building to taking something with a frame and wheels and an outer aluminum skin and starting over and doing all that?
Weight is an issue, a big issue. So you can't just build something huge and heavy, and the way they're wired and all that stuff is just cuckoo. I can't. I'll know how it works by the time I'm done. Let's put it
Okay, I'll bet you will. I'll bet you will. That sounds amazing. Because there's probably not a square corner in an Airstream,
oh,
is
no.
there? Everything's aerodynamic, yep. Bends and curves. And where does that wire go? Under the sink? I mean, I know, it's crazy.
It is.
So anyway, so you're doing that, and then you're also working on buildings. I know you don't forget where you are, or do you? Do you sometimes wonder, oh, wait, no, that was the other building I was working on.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I do.
And maybe sometimes it works out for the best.
My wife remembers stuff for me.
Oh, that's good. Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. What ages are your kids? How does your wife be involved in your business?
Well, she takes up all the slack, and there's plenty of it because I'm crazy. No, my wife's name's Kristen. She homeschools, and we have three kids, Otto, Meta, and Judah, and they are 3, 7, and 9. They change ages all the time.
They do, don't they?
But yeah, I'm one of the coolest things about just living here. And I think part of what has some of the rewards has just been taking pretty big, weird risks that normal people wouldn't take. But like, for instance, now I eat breakfast at home in the house. I eat lunch at home in the house. My 3-year-old son, whenever I'm not doing something dangerous in the shop, he comes out and hammers nails in the floor and plays with drills. And I mean, it's just, it's really cool to not just be gone all the time. And,
you know, I imagine that makes sense. one of the people and places that we haven't mentioned, and I want to mention, is the incredible work that Chris Hubbard is doing down the hill.
Yeah.
I mean, for anybody to... when I had a conversation with Chris, the first time I really talked to him about what he does, and he explained something to me, and I thought, wow, I never gave this any thought. It's so true. But he says, you know, when an artist, and his wife is a great artist in her own right, when my wife draws on paper, she's adding to the paper.
Yeah.
She says, when I'm carving with the chainsaw, I'm taken away. And you know, oh wow, I never thought about that. But just that last piece that he did for the Teakens, you know, with the deer and a waterfall that you can drive by and see, and the fact that you can watch him do his work is amazing.
I love that he keeps it all right out on the street, because it's just another thing. Every time you drive through town, you're like, what the heck? You know, there'll be times I'll drive by and wave at him, and he's got some tree that's 9 feet wide or whatever it is. Like, what are you doing?
That's the amazing thing, is there's these monstrous, you know, trees out there just waiting to be turned into something special. So that is amazing. And for the fact that he's going off to those carving championships next month, that's, you know, he's in that league. There's no question about it.
Definitely.
So how much artistry goes into your rough and finished carpentry? Do you put little things in there? Do you kind of do things to say, this is me, I was here, Brian Lee?
I do. I think of it more like taste, you know. You're trying. Well, it's a style thing, you know. I don't do graffiti or something like that, and I don't put a tag on there. But just refinement, and I see everything I do as art in a way. But you know, furniture and architecture and all that kind of stuff, it's definitely art.
Do you ever make furniture?
Yeah, I've done some.
Okay. You know, Frank Lloyd Wright made all the furniture in his houses, too, that he designed.
Insane.
Yeah. He was unique.
I'm not
no
that
doubt.
Particular yet.
The fact that you have been doing what you've been doing for this many years and still maintain your sanity tells me that you are a pretty good carpenter and you have got some vision and you're hanging in there pretty good. We're talking about some of the events that are, not events, but some of the work that's going on Main Street in Hillsboro, some of the buildings that have taken on new life thanks to some imagination and some very hard work, not only by Brian, but by some others in town. But Brian, talk about the grand opening and stuff coming up on the record shop and what you've noticed since it's been open.
Yeah, the Gold Pan is in Hillsboro. It's a record store and a recording studio, which the recording studio is having a grand opening on May 25th. If you've heard about the Opera House Brewing Company, which is a local brewery that's in construction, they're already making, testing beer recipes and stuff. They're going to be there doing a tasting. The tasting is $10, and that's to get into the studio. The recording, the record store is the first part of the building, and the sort of paid part of the building is the beer tasting and stuff. So okay. If you just want to come in and buy a T-shirt and look at records and say hi to people, you can just come in. That's free. You can look through the window into the studio and see what's going on. So no matter what, just come by and take a walk downtown and get some popcorn at the theater.
That's,
or
and that's Friday, May 25th.
That's right.
And it'll be going on late afternoon until about 9 o'clock at night?
Yes, 12:30 to 9. I'm not sure what time the event part of it is starting, but the record store is open at 12:30. I'm guessing 5 or somewhere in there is when the
okay.
stuff will start.
Sounds good. Now, the website for your work,
yeah.
Small Town Cool.
Yeah, just go to Small Town Cool. I try to share what I'm doing and a lot of the best, my favorite things of what my friends are doing, too. So there's a lot of cool pictures, a lot of, I do some articles every once in a while about other people's stuff and about my stuff. So if you just look for Small Town Cool or go on Facebook and look for Small Town Cool, even if you're from out of town, we have a lot of people that follow us that used to live here and they just love seeing places
oh, sure.
yeah, that used to be. So. Yeah, we'd love to have you follow us there. The Gold Pan record store is one of the newest things that we've just opened up, and I wanted to make people know that we buy record collections. So if you hear, what you can do to help us is keep your ears to the ground. If you hear of a record collection for sale, tell them to come bring it to us or email us or call us. Because we want to buy records.
Okay,
that's
fair enough.
The whole point of the business.
You got to have inventory.
Yes, exactly.
That's true. Everything that you've been working on, everything that you've been helping other people in their projects on, it's all designed to make Hillsboro a better place.
For sure.
Better place to raise your family.
Yeah.
Better place to hang out and have fun and invite people over.
Well, we all live there, so we want to live somewhere cool, and there's no way to change that besides making where we already live cool, because our families are there, and, you know, we're not going to move our whole family, so it's our only choice.
There we go. Brian, thanks for coming in and hanging out with us for an hour
welcome.
Today. It's been enjoyable. You've really filled out a lot of information. And just so you know, if somebody you think, boy, I wish they would have heard this, this interview will be up as a podcast on WSMIRadio.com in the next couple of days. It'll be up there for sure by Monday, so you might let them know to check that out just under recent broadcasts. Brian Lee, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Have a great afternoon and get back to work.